السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. One brother, I love him for Allah, brother Muhammad. He sent me questions. And all this question, honest to Allah. If I do not love him for Allah and love you all for Allah, I will not do what I'm doing now. But I'm doing this in the most blessing night, inshallah, to Allah, in a holy year, or the blessing day. The Hajji is making Hajj now, most likely now going to Mina, and tomorrow inshallah they're going to stand in Arafat. And Waqfat Arafat for them is Hajj, and when they leave inshallah, they will leave the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them birth from their own mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Hajj, Allah forgive him. And for those, the Hajji, the people who do Hajj, make dua and ask Allah to forgive them. Imagine, meaning Allah will forgive the Hajji, and the dua of the Hajji, and the forgiveness for whom the Hajji want Allah to forgive. How Allah so kareem and so kind. By His way, please make dua for them. And hopefully, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to fast this day and Allah accept our fasting, which Allah will give us a gift of Allah forgive the sins of the year before and the year after. You see, if you understand Islam and understand Allah, you will not do nothing except fill in love with Allah, of His bounty and His rahmah and His forgiveness, the one continue non-stop. Now, honest to Allah, I was not planning to answer all this question, but for sabilillah, I will do in case I die tonight. Number one, he asked question about the three women who get drink from Jannah. Imagine, no one single woman or a female ask me the question, but a man ask me the question. Imagine this for you to think about it. Anyway, Muhammad, the drink from Jannah was not like juice or something or tea or coffee. It was water, Muhammad. Just plain water from Jannah. Straight from Jannah, Muhammad. Angel bringing a bucket with water from Jannah straight and give them to the three women. Now Muhammad said, what they did to reach this level? The three women, ya Muhammad, I will give you the name, and after that all of you guys can go and search about them and find out in detail. But I will give you a summary quick. One, her name Umm Shariq, and one Umm Ayman, and one called Zamira. And the three of them had one thing in common. They tried to immigrate from Mecca to Medina. The love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu, and the love of the message, and continue spreading the message above anything. No husband, no nothing, only the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah, and the message. And the three of them has one thing in common. They trust in Allah and they beg Allah not to make their condition fitna to other for the deen of Allah. Meaning even their question and their support they seek to Allah only for one reason. Because you do not want to be a fitna for the deen of Allah. I want you to see the steps of sincerity of these people. Again, ikhlas, ikhlas, ikhlas. This school, this woman, they get honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supporting them just like that. It's called karamat. Karamat is a second level of miracle. You know? When I used to read all this story, it used to make me shiver and make me jealous Now, Muhammad, tell me, what about the people who kept the covenant? You said a few people in your life kept the covenant. And how he kept the covenant? And how I can keep the covenant? I will take you to 2-3 points first before I answer you, Muhammad, for Sabeelillah. You remember the three went to the cave, and the cave in a storm has blocked with a rock. Go study the hadith. You will find it in the chapter of Ikhlas again in Riyadu Salihin. Okay? And the hadith you will find it in Sahih Muslim. Now, and maybe Wallahu A'lam Sahih Bukhari too. And also I wanted to remember the story about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When he heard the man he supports monthly from his own tribe or family, he's the one spread rumor against his own daughter, Aisha radiallahu anha.